very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, July the 21st, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the general mood in the country as political parties continue to hold rallies in different parts of the country ahead of general elections next month. But will these elections be free and fair? But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what's happening in China. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate Change, John Kerry, and his team met with their Chinese counterparts in Beijing this week. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports that meetings were short on specifics and drew mixed reviews from close watchers of the climate talks.
At talks this week in Beijing, U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry said the threat of global warming requires global leadership, including from the world's top two polluters, the United States and China.
And the climate issue is not a bilateral issue in our judgment. President Biden believes, as I think most of the world does, that the climate crisis is a universal threat to humankind. And we all have a responsibility to deal with it as rapidly as we can. And we hope we will leave other issues to the side.
Chinese officials made some hopeful comments during Kerry's visit, but China's top leadership said Wednesday that the country would move at its own pace to protect the environment. The nation has a way to go, some experts say.
In the last year, a lot of China's action has actually gone backwards. We've seen their emissions go up the highest in any single year period. We've seen coal power plant approvals go up. We've seen the domestic consumption of coal go up.
Climate talks between the U.S. and China had been stalled for roughly a year because of national security, technology, and ideology issues. So the re-engagement between the two countries is in itself an important step, some experts say.
That is a step that could produce potentially enhanced action in each of the two countries, and also a step that will potentially support enhanced action globally, as the world's two biggest economies and two biggest emitters need to be coordinating and communicating.
Holtman says the U.S. and China are wrestling with questions about developing renewable energy, deploying electric vehicle fleets, and curbing the emission of gases such as methane. But other experts were watching for news of concrete agreements.
What they had in China was really a clearing of the air, a display and a discussion of what's working and what's not working. No agreement came out of this, I think largely because there is this very large backlog of issues.
I think this is a small win for the U.S.-China relationship as a whole and the stabilization of that relationship. But I think on climate change especially, any significant breakthrough has really been punted down the road.
Further talks are reportedly planned between the U.S. and China before the COP28 climate talks this year in Dubai. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Coming back to Zimbabwe today, the opposition MDCT led by Douglas Muonzora was in court seeking to get 87 of its aspiring candidates whose payment was denied during nomination to be permitted to participate in this year's polls. The court ordered that MDCT and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, file affidavits since having oral evidence from 87 candidates could take forever. Muonzora had this to say.
Wonge magweta a gadzisa nyaya tikufara kuti nyaya iyi yakuno pedzwa zvechimbi chimbi chitarisa magwaro aripo asi chokwa ndechekuti Zimbabwe Election Commission iri kukanganisa campaign ye MDC vanhu vari kuramba kuti ma candidates edu apinde havazi vanhu vatiri kuridzana navo vakafanana nezanu PF kana Triple C, kana mamwe mapato. Ii Zimbabwe Election Commission pachayo. Saka tiri kurwisana na referee asiri kutonga zvakanaka. zviri kuitika apa ndezvo kuti MDC iri kumakwa iri kumakirwa nyaya yekuti yakaendesa ZEC delimitation delimitation court nenyaya yechi delimitation report cheutsotsi. Saka nyaya ichanzwika next week, asi vakwikwidzi vedu makandidates edu akupiwa less than 30 days. Zviri unfair kuMDC izvozvo, asi tinokumbira vana veZimbabwe kuti tinyadzise muvengi tovhotera bato iroro rakamakwa reMDC. Ramira nevana veZimbabwe kuti kuno muZimbabwe muno panodiwa sarudzo dzakachena.
Vamunzira muri kutarisa kukunda mukesi yenyu iyo.
Tiri kuona tikatichitarisa zviripo hapana chekuramba chinorambidza kuti tikunde ipapo. Mai Valerio vakaendesa nyaya yavo ine yakafanana neyedu yataendesa, vakanzi ne court nezuro vanofanira kunge vachiiswa paballot paper. Tinozviziva kuti zeki iri kuzviziva kuti vanhu vedu vane kesi yakasimba, asi varoda kudhileya chete kuti tisawana mukana wakanaka wekukambena navamwe.
That there was MDC tea leader Douglas Monzora in Harare speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere. Meanwhile, in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo, the Citizens Coalition for Change party was also in the courts seeking to have 12 of its own candidates stay on the ballot paper after 12 applications from the ruling ZANU-PF party sought for nullification of the nominations of the candidates. The lawyer representing the 12 applicants, Advocate Tembinkosi Magwalimba, says he is confident his clients will win their case.
This morning, the court then decided to hear arguments on the merits and render a judgment both on the preliminary points and on the merits at the same time. That means that if the court upholds the preliminary points which have the effect of defeating the application, it will not need to make a ruling on the merits of the matter. The application will fail at that stage. But if the application dismisses the preliminary points, it means that the court will have to deal with the merits, and if it deals with the merits, it must decide whether the nominations were valid or not valid. If they were invalid, then the nominations will be set aside and the named candidates will not be candidates in the election on 23 August. But if the court dismisses our application, then of course they will remain as candidates and their candidature would have been confirmed. We are quite confident about the prospects of success of our case. I think it's a case which has merit, and I think the court is likely to be convinced by our arguments.
That was Advocate Tembinkosi Magwalimba in Bulawayo. This week, the ruling ZANU-PF party took its campaign trail to Kadoma, where Vice President Constantino Chiwenga addressed party members. He said his party was looking for 6 million votes.
6 million. Six million. Easy.
Hey. That day was Vice President Constantino Chiwenga in Kadoma. The CCC also had its own campaign rally in Chivi, where Party President Nelson Chamisa promised his members that he would improve the economy, amongst other things, should he be voted into power. Some of his party members broke into song and dance before his arrival. Those were CCC members singing and dancing at a rally in Chivi. On that note, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing about the preparations for the general elections. And to discuss this issue, we are joined from here in the United States by Tim Moringai of the CCC. Welcome to the program, Tim.
Thank you very much.
We see that your party is now on the campaign train in Zimbabwe. How do you think your party is faring so far?
I think as everybody is evidence and seeing, we are doing pretty well. And in a free and fair environment, we will actually exceed these expectations. So, yeah, it's been going on pretty well, despite the first rallies being banned. Right now, we're on a roll.
While we're waiting there, we're waiting for Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF to also join us. As soon as he's ready, we'll be going straight to him. Vamuringai mukatitsana nguro kuti bato renyu riri kufara here nemafambiro ari kuita gadziriro yenyu pari zvino.
Yeah, kana tichitaura nyaya yemai rally ari kuitika tikuti aiwa no zvezvinofanira kunge zvichiitika sezviri kungooneko umbowo hwekuti vanhu vamirira kuti President Chamisa musi waAugust 23 vachienda zvavo kustate house.
Mm-hmm. Tinoona zvakare vamwe vanga vari kuchema-chema vachiti vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirambidzwa kupinda pane dzimwe nzvimbo. Izvi zvakagadziriswa here izvi? Okay, ndofunga ndema Zavare vari on the line.
Okay.
Yes, welcome to the program, Mr. Zavare.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We saw that your own party also has been on the campaign trail, and we saw their Deputy President Constantino Chiwenga in Kadoma saying that you are chasing for 6 million votes. Are you confident you're going to get these 6 million votes?
We are confident that we are going to win the election. Of course, our target is for us to be voted back into power by everyone who is registered as a voter.
Mm-hmm.
We have no reason to doubt our capacity to mobilize, but most importantly, we have no reason to doubt the faith and confidence of the public in us to give us an overwhelming win in this election.
Mm-hmm. They've also been
that is what we have invested in, and that is what we are investing in.
Mm-hmm. There have also been complaints that some of your members have been harassing members of the opposition in some areas when they are also trying to campaign. What's your view?
Well, the opposition is always mourning all the time. It's an old song, a tired song that they often sing all the time. But we must know that this is a contest. Contestation of political ideas, political manifestos, political aspirations. In some instances, yes, as it is, people sometimes, through their passion, they may decide to have heated arguments, not necessarily violence, but just heated arguments. Doing what in sport they call gamemanship. So those things do happen. The only thing is others then, they also do it, but they like to moan and complain a lot about political gamemanship, which is really not something that we should be concerned about, and which also happens in all political fields. I mean, in America, you would see that political gamemanship. Joe Biden's team is currently attacking Donald Trump's team and so forth. That's all part of political gamemanship.
Let me go over now to you, Mr. Muringai. Murikunzwa zviri kutaurwa navazavare. Hanzi aiwa vanhu vari kungoedzana masimba. Hapana zvakanyanya zviri kuitika panyaya yemhirizhonga iri kutaurwa iyo kuti iri kuwanikwa kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Imi munoti chii takatarisa mamiriro ezvinhu munyika?
Aiwa, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mapolice report tiri kuendesa. Saka kana vachiti vanzi hapana mhirizhonga then I don't think they are trying to
Okay, Mr. Zavare is saying he can't hear Mr. Muringai, so we'll try and see what we can do. But carry on, Mr. Muringai.
Okay, nyaya yacho taura ndeyekuti ivo vari kutaura vezano kuti hanzi hapana mhirizhonga, but maripota ari kuenda mapurisa, evidence iri kubuda pasocial media. But hazvishamise nekuti ZANU PF has been doing it for 43 years, saka they will never change. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ezvinezvi vanhu vagadzirira change. President Chamisa and all our champions have always said we are a peaceful party and we are ready for these elections. They've tried everything to sideline us, but by the grace of God, tichiripo. So we're just saying to ZANU PF, play the fair game. And we'll see where it ends because our people are ready for change.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I will go to you, Mr. Zavare. We're hearing there, Mr. Muringai of the CCC saying ZANU-PF should play a fair game in this election. What do you say?
Well, like I said earlier on, but I don't know why they think we are not playing a fair game. What we are simply doing as ZANU-PF is to focus on our political campaign, is to focus on the aspirations of the Zimbabwean electorate. That is what we are doing as ZANU-PF, and that is our preoccupation. It is to make sure that we provide leadership for the country. It is to make sure that we meet the aspirations of our people in building hospitals and providing medicine for our health, in making sure we support the parents that their education go to, their children go to school for education, that we build roads, and that we provide dams for our agriculture, and that we provide employment through all the things that we are doing in the mining industry, through the beneficiation which President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been speaking about throughout. That is what is preoccupying us as ZANU-PF, and I don't know why these other guys are obsessed with our ability instead of them trying to build on their own. We've got the capacity to deliver. We have delivered throughout the history of our country post-independence, and we will continue delivering for the Zimbabwean people through Vision 2030, as you would be aware. That is the aspiration of ZANU-PF, to make sure our country, the Republic of Zimbabwe, is an upper middle income economy by 2030. And we are working through that.
Thank you there, Mr. Zavare of ZANU-PF. I'll come to you, Mr. Muringai. Tinoona kuti nemusi wesvondo, tinenge tasvika pa 1 month kana kuti mwedzi chete kuti vanhu vachibuda vachienda kunovhota. Pane zvamuri kuita here sebato kuti muedze kukwezva vanhu kuti vabude mudzimba vaende kunovhota pachadedzerwa kuti vhoti yatanga?
Pane maprograma anenge akati wandei atiri kuita, and not just muZimbabwe but in the surrounding region, kuti vese vakarejistwa kuvhota, especially kusouth Africa, kwakaofiwa mabhazi, saka ngavauye kumba. Vasina kurejista kuvhota vari kusouth Africa ngavauye vazodefenda vhoti, vabatsire kuti kuve nefree and fair election. And tiri kuenda nemateams edu mumaruva kwese, kumaruva areas. Kwaita mutinimira wekuti President Chamisa vari kuuya neshanduko iri kudiwa nevanhu nenyaya yematitle deeds avachapiwa, nokuti tinoziva kuti ZANU yava mutongi for 43 years, which is 7 leadership, but ivo varoda kumbunyikidza vanhu vachivatora nemabhazi vachienda kwese kwese kwavari kuita maelection campaign. Kwedu vanhu venzvimbo iyoyo ndo vari kuwanika mumacampaign elections. Tikaenda kuchivi, vanhu vekuchivi havasi vekugokwe. Tikaenda kuvulawayo, vanhu vekuvulawayo havasi vekuharare. Tikaenda kumazoe, vanhu vekumazoe havasi. Saka izvozvo ndo zviri kuratidza kuti vanhu vezimbabwe, nyangwe vambundikidzwa nezanu, vave ready for President Chamisa.
Toya kwamuri vazavare, muri kunzwa vamuringai vari kuti aiwa vanhu vakamirira kutoti sarudzo dzitange mwedzi unouya. Imi pane zvamuri kuita here seZANU-PF kuti muone kuti vanhu venyu vabuda vaende kunovhota? Nekuti taona muri kuti muri kuda 6 million votes, asi pane zvamuri kuita here kuti mukwezve vanhu kuti vazoenda kunovhota?
Okay, I mean, handisi kundwa hangu zviri kutaurwa naamuringai, ndoto zvinozvinzova throw imin. But anyway, to answer your question, isusu seZANU-PF tine mastructure are visible from cell to to branch, district up to province, are recognizable. Atinoshandisa iwo kuunganidza vanhu. Saka kana mukange tichinzwa tichitaura seZANU-PF kuti tiri kutarisira kuita mavhota akati, tiri kuzvibhesa izvozvo on non-recognized people varimo mumastructures zvenu. Ava vamwe vebato rinotsvikisa vari kutsvaga kuhwina, dzingoriwo nyaya dzangano dzavanenge vachitaura, nokuti havatomboziva kuti vane masapotas here kana kuti havana, nokuti havana structure yekuti vangagone kuziva kuti ava vanhu vedu havazi vanhu vedu. Isusu seZANU-PF tinoziva vanhu vedu kuti ndeava neava neava, on the basis yekuti we are a well structured party. Kwezva kwedu isusu vanhu ndekwekuti zvatiri kuitira nyika yedu zvese munozviziva nezvakadaiwa. Zimbabwe kubva tichiona independence, the country had one university, iko zvino we are on 16 plus. Nyika yedu tichiwana isusu upfumi hwese, tipatakaona independence, upfumi hwese hwaiva mumaoko evachena vachena vedu. Isusu tichingozine vashandi, hatiite on the means of production, but through ma local empowerment indigenization laws aya, Zimbabwe iko zvino vanhu vatema vemuZimbabwe vakakwanisa kuti vanozviwanira zvinhu zvinovapa pundutso zvekurimisa, vanokwanisa kuita mabhizinesi,
vanokwanisa kuzvishandira savanhu vatema zvakanga zvisingaitike before. Saka vanhu veZimbabwe vanozviziva izvozvo.
Reform
yatinayo yakaita izvo ichiri kungoramba ichienderera mberi yakaita kuti vanhu vawane pekugara kuivhu rinorinika, kuivhu rinopapunduso. Iyoyo ichiri kungoenderera mberi. It's a policy yezanupf iri ongoing. Iko zvino tiri kuti aiwa upfumi hunowanikwa muzviwanikwa zvepasi maresources kumining hwakanga hungori maoko yevachena ngahuchipindawo maoko yevanhu vatema. Izvozvo zvinozivikanwa namavhoters edu emuZimbabwe.
Ndosaka vachipa
mukana wekuti tirambe tichitungamira nyika yeZimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Zavare. Vamuringa iyi muri kunzwa vaZavare vatiivo bato renyu hanzi nekuti hamuna mastructure munogona kunge muri kufunga kuti mune vanhu imi musina. Munoti ipapo?
Aiwa, ivo veZANUPF ndanzo vachitaura dhanzi isusu tiri kutaura ngano. Ndofunga ngano ndimudzo dzatinoona tese for 43 years kuti nyika yanga iri bread basket yeAfrica yese ichiexporta beef kuArgentina nekuItaly, ichiexporta maruva kuNetherlands every 3 days. Kwanga kune ndege dzainzi
dzeasei makadaro. Vamuringa iri gai titore kola. Halo, mkoma Alec, muri sei?
Takananga makadini?
Aiwa, taurai tinzwe, nguva yedu yadyanana. Muri kunzwa iri mudandaro iyi, mungati chii?
Network yangu breka.
Network yenyu, taurai tinzwe. Halo? Koma Alec, our lines today are not really good. So, Mr. Muringa, you can carry on. Just give us your roundup. Yes. Taura yenyu vamuringai.
Taura tinya yekuti ngano dzavanga chitaura vaZavare ndeyekuti Zimbabwe is not what it was and nyaya yacho ndeyekuti kune poverty iri kutyisa kumba uku. Chandingapedzisira kutaura zvinhu zviviri zvekutaura kuti ndinoda kutenda inspector vakaita basa ravo kuZimbabwe Republic Police nekuti tinoziva kuti moto yeZimbabwe Republic Police inoti prolake for patria for popular, chireva izvo for law, for country and for the people. Saka President Chamisa vari kuya vachigadzirisa nyaya dzenyu. Tikaenda kuDefence Forces yeZimbabwe vakataurwa kunzi hanzi our swords are the shield of the nation. Saka tinovatenda vese zvavari kuita. Tiri kutaura kuti President Chamisa pavari kuuya musi wa23 August vari kuuya kuzogadzirisa macivil servants ese sezvo ivo vanenge vari the number one civil servant.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zavare. Your last word in a few seconds, please.
Isu tiri kuti vana veZimbabwe, zivai musangano wenyu unokupai pundutso, wakakupai rusununguko independence, rwakakuitai kuti mukwanise kuva nezvipatara, rwunokuitai kuti mukwanise kuva nedzidzo, rwakakuitai kuti mukwanise kuva neminda nepekugara pakasiyana-siyana, rwuri kukuvakirai madhemu, rwuri kukugadzirisirai migwagwa yose kuti inge ichiva zvakanaka. Ndo musangano wenyu weZANUPF uri kutungamirirwa naPurezidendi Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa, vanova ndivo vamunofanira kuvhotera kuti varambe vari purezidendi pamwe chete nemaMP eZANUPF nemacouncelors eZANUPF kuti Zimbabwe ive nedevelopment yatiri kuda chose savana veZimbabwe. Uye ngativhotei tiri murunyararo, ngatimaintainei peace in our election campaign, in our voting and post-election, tichiziva kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete, vana vemuZimbabwe vanogara pamwe chete. Tinoda kuti tinge tangapatana tiri pasi peutungamiri hweZANUPF.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Xavier Zavare of ZANUPF. Would like to thank him, and we also like to thank Tim Muringai of CCC. And that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests and, of course, you, our viewers and listeners at home. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night and great weekend, Zimbabwe.